All my life I've wanted off this farm, and you were my ticket out. So, I made sure to never let you see who I really was. Times I wake in the middle of the night and the fear washes over me, because what if this is it? What if this is right where I belong? I'm a failure. I'm not pretty. I'm naturally pleasant, friendly. I'm not smart. Funny or confident. I know what I've done. Bad things. Terrible. Awful, murderous things.
I'm married! So, Paris, what are we talking about today?
Pearl.
We're talking about the movie Pearl, which was a prequel to the film X.
But Pearl was a little better.
But Pearl was a little bit better.
But both movies were pretty good.
Both were pretty damn good. Ty West, he knows what he's doing.
He knows how to make them scary movies.
I kind of want to just keep talking like this.
Me too.
It's kind of making it more fun for me.
To be honest. I want a southern accent real bad.
I think we could both use one. On account of us being sister cousins.
White trash. White trash family.
On account of us being white trash girls.
White trash sister cousins.
White trash sister cousins. But the movie Pearl, prequel to the movie X. And when they were making the movie X, they were trying to give this character Pearl a backstory. And they ended up coming up with this character, Ty West and Mia Goth, who plays Pearl. And they liked it so much that they were like, we gotta make this into a movie.
I like that they were really into their storytelling enough to where they're like, this character needs a backstory. Because I feel like that's I mean, it might be common, but, like, yeah. I feel like it's not too common.
I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that where they're making a movie and then they say, this is just so interesting, we have to make a movie just for this character. And you can tell it was definitely a passion project.
Oh, yeah, for both movies.
For both movies. And I'm definitely really excited to cover the movie Maxine.
I'm so excited to watch it.
I think we're going to have to go see it in theaters.
We are.
But anyway, so Pearl was heavily influenced by the movie The Wizard of Oz.
And you can tell.
And you can definitely mm-hmm. tell. It's set in 1918, and you have like a pandemic going on, but it has that small town feel to it, and sort of like an innocent kind of sounding soundtrack. And
I love the music in this, because it's old school, and I like it. It's like, oh, this is straight from The Wizard of Oz.
It really puts you into that space, you know? And then it's also influenced by the movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, which is a 1962 horror film with Bette Davis, and that's kind of a look into madness. So it really is like you took Whatever Happened to Baby Jane and The Wizard of Oz, and they fucked, and they had a Pearl.
Pearl.
It's called Pearl.
It's called Pearl.
But yeah, definitely really great film. So
let's talk about Pearl.
The film opens with a view of a barn, and inside that barn, well, farm, whatever, you know
barn,
what I mean.
Farm.
We're also drinking vodka mules right now. So that's
typical.
Just some context for... Anyway, inside that farm house, we see a young woman at her vanity, and she's dancing, you know, she's just feeling herself.
She's feeling herself.
She's just feeling herself.
That's what I do every morning.
I feel myself all the time.
I love myself.
I want you to love me.
When I'm feeling down.
I want you above me. All right, that's enough. So her mom comes in, and she's kind of a mean German lady. And,
those fucking Germans.
And I guess, well, I was reading that she was actually like a sex coordinator. You know, somebody to be there on the movie for sex scenes.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if that's what it's called, a sex coordinator. I don't think it is, but that's what I'm going to call it. But
wait, how do you even become that?
I don't know, but that's a real job. Did you know that?
I didn't know
that's
that.
A real job.
Like for movies?
Yeah.
Porn?
No, I don't think for porn, but for
okay.
movies. I mean, maybe for porn, but I guess they'd come in and they just make sure, like, the cock sock.
The cock sock?
They'd make sure the cock sock is on. Do you know what
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah.
You, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's self-explanatory,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's self-explanatory.
But so I guess that was her job on the movie, and then they were like,
God damn it, I like you.
Beep, you know what?
Beep the mom.
I bet you do a mean German accent.
I bet you can be a mean German bitch.
And she can be. But she comes in and she chastises her for wearing an old dress of hers and then tells her to go feed the barn animals. Paris, can you do a German accent?
I gotta summon my German ancestors.
Eins, zwei,
drei. Go feed the Go feed the animals. Fuck. So bad.
Go feed the animals, huh?
Perfect. Here's my German accent. Go feed the animals, you fucking idiot.
In the barn, Pearl expresses to her little cow friend that she's special and she's gonna be famous one day. The farm life may be okay for you, cow, but it ain't meant for me.
I ain't no cow. Cow?
And a goose wanders in and she's like, what are you doing here, Mr. Goose? And then she stabs it with a pitchfork.
As you do.
As you do.
Fuck that goose.
Fuck that goose. You know what? Geese are mean.
Geese are mean. They hiss at you.
I got bit by a goose once.
I got bit by a goose too.
I think maybe the goose is actually the bad guy in this all along.
You know what? Pearl was onto something with that fucking
goose.
She
was on. I can't, you know what? I ain't even mad. So she goes down to a swamp nearby and she calls for her gator friend. She got a gator
friend.
Theta, a little alligator, and she feeds it the goose.
Isn't Theta named after somebody?
Yeah, I can't remember the full name, but it was definitely the name of a sexy performer of the time. Theta, I don't know the last name, but yeah, that's definitely.
I like that. I wish I had a gator pet.
That would be cool for no particular reason.
For no reason at all.
You know?
I would not feed my enemies to my gator.
Mm-mm, no sir. Okay, so also for context, did I already say this film was set in 1918?
Yes.
Okay, and then also it's supposed to be set during a pandemic, so there's just a couple layers of, and a war, and that Germans are involved in, so nobody likes Germans at this point in time.
I don't like Germans.
We don't like Germans even now.
Nein.
Just kidding. We are German.
We are German.
We are German.
We're very German. actually.
So there's a few different layers there for why, you know, her mom acts the way she does. And we can kind of get into that later. Her mom tells her that she's selfish for dancing in front of the mirror and commands her to take care of her father.
Who's, mom, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, and it's like, gosh, dang, me dancing in front of my mirror. That ain't hurting no one.
I'm just doing it alone. No one's watching me.
Except for you, mom.
Except for you. And stop staring at me, mama. Fuck.
Shit, mama. So she goes to take care of her father, and he's kind of like a vegetable. Do you like how I worded that?
Yeah.
He's kind of like a vegetable.
He's kind of like a vegetable.
But you know what I mean. He's in a wheelchair. He can't move. He can't take care of himself. He can't speak.
If I'm being honest, if I ever got like that, I would want someone to kill me.
Yeah.
Like, just end my life.
Especially
please.
In 1918.
Yeah.
But they'd be giving him morphine.
You know what? He doesn't
that's
even have the
fun, at
Stephen
least.
Hawking computer, you know?
Yeah, that's to true. Talk. Can I hear your Stephen Hawking impression?
No, Pearl. Don't kill me and your mother. I am conscious.
What the fuck?
I don't want to see your tits.
So she was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
We also learn that Pearl is married to a man named Howard who is away at war. And after dinner, Pearl and her father are in the bathroom bathing. And she gets in the tub in front of her daddy.
You know, don't we all bathe with our fathers at
no,
the age of 20?
Pearl. I don't want to see your tits.
Pearl.
Let me bathe alone.
No, I can see your lips. Stop.
I think we're going to hell.
Yes, we are.
But yeah, she gets into the bathtub in front of him. And, you know, this is the 1900s, I guess. You know, I just, maybe that, I don't know. I think her mom thinks it's weird, definitely, because she walks in.
She's like, the fuck?
And she's like, the fuck you doing, Pearl? And she's like, well, I didn't want the bath water to go to waste, the hot bath water.
Well, then get your fucking father out of the bathroom, you
and,
bitch.
Well, you know, I can't argue with Pearl.
No.
First of all, her dad's a vegetable.
You know what? This is 1918. They don't know that he's, like, conscious. Like, let's be honest here. Do they actually know that he thinks?
The next day, Pearl goes into town to get her dad's medicine, which again is morphine, and she takes some swigs of that shit.
As you do.
That's what I would do.
She goes and to a movie.
She goes to a movie
she's
and she's
partying.
Like,
partying.
It's time to get fucked up.
That's my type of party.
After the movie, she meets a man who works at the theater as a projectionist, and they have a moment and he gifts her a clipping of the film, and he tells her to come back and that she should visit him.
He tells her to come.
Come back.
You know what? This projectionist kind of handsome.
Only kind of. I think he's above average. And as she rides home on her bike, the clipping flies into a cornfield. She searches for it, and she comes across the scarecrow. This is the scariest fucking scarecrow I have ever seen.
I mean, I guess it gets the job done.
Yeah, it scared me. And she takes him down, and then she dances with it, and then kisses it.
Uh-huh. And she really gets tongue.
Yeah, she kiss it, all right. And then she kind of envisions him as the man that she met at the theater. And then she's like, I'm married!
Yes.
And then she humps it.
And then she comes, all right.
Yeah, she humps it. She gets into character. Yeah, she does do that. I didn't need to hear you do that, but she does do that. When she gets home again, her mom bombards her with commands of taking care of her father. God!
Man, I don't want to fucking take care of my father.
I don't want to take care of my vegetable dad.
Come on, does he think?
During bath time with her dad, Pearl pinches her dad's finger and pokes his face.
See, she's like, are you still in there?
She's like, are you still in there, dad?
She doesn't know he's conscious.
I don't know if our dad's in there either.
That's fair.
Sometimes I look at him and I say, are you in there, dad?
He'll be like, the thing about worms is... And then turn up the radio.
That's a true story. That is a thing he actually did. Then she begins to choke him, and then she lets go. Okay, so,
there are warning signs.
There's some warning signs here. At the dinner table, her mom asks where the change is from the medicine money, and Pearl says she got some candy, and her mom won't let her eat dinner, and she lectures her that people treat German farmers like them differently and poorly, and that she needs to be more careful. The next day, Pearl is working on the farm when her sister-in-law, Mitzi, stops by. They seem to be doing well financially and tells Pearl about a dance audition being held for a Christmas tour around a few states, and they agree to go together. That night, Pearl sneaks out to see the projectionist. He shows her a porno.
That's such a man thing to do.
Yeah, she goes there and he's like, let me show you this fun new movie.
Let me show you something. And it's
I got something to show you. Like, and she's,
and then, like,
in cool. the, she's all right with
it's
it.
It's a real porno.
It is a real porno from that time.
From that time.
And there's some bush.
It's funny because there's bush, and then the guy just, like, rubs on her bush, and it's really funny.
It's like, you're.
It's like, what are you doing?
He's looking for the tiny man in the canoe. But
like, why are you doing that?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't even know that the tiny man in the canoe exists.
This is a terrible porno. I've seen way better. And, they talk for a little bit, and Pearl is weird. She's like, I wish they would just die sometimes, talking about her parents, and then the projectionist is like, pardon? And she goes, what? Nothing?
Nothing. I said nothing. I said, I wish they would go kayaking, searching for a little man in the canoe.
Yeah.
Which, you know, my father did. That's why I'm here. Sorry.
All right, shut up, Paris. He tells Pearl that she can go to Europe and be in a movie. And he was like, you could be in a movie like this. I would watch it.
I'd watch it.
Like, oh, nice.
He's being such a man right now.
He's being such a man. What the fuck? And this gets Pearl thinking. And the next day, she takes her dad down to the swamp and she calls for her gator friend. Theta. And she's kind of like, you know, Dad, I can't leave you here like this.
Theta!
I'm leaving soon. I can't stay here any longer. Howard was supposed to take me away. It'd be easier for me if I didn't feel like I was abandoning you. You understand that? I love you, Daddy, but this is no way to live.
And that's fair.
That is fair.
That's fair.
You know what? If there's no Stephen Hawking computer, I don't want it.
So she's probably going to try to kill him. But that's what she is thinking she's going to do. But then, goddamn, her mom shows up again.
Fucking mom.
She just keeps coming when she's not wanted.
Come on.
Later at dinner, Pearl tells her mother that she wants to go to a dance audition. Her mom basically calls her out on being a weirdo. She's like, you think I don't see you doing the weird things that you do when nobody is watching you? Does that kind of like Nacho Libre a little bit?
Kind of. It's a little
Spanish. Nacho Libre.
Yeah. But that's cool.
German's not my strong suit. But she's like, daughter, you're weird. People are going to see that you're weird.
Where does all this ungratefulness stem from? How is it you find our life so beneath you?
You've always had a roof over your head, food in your belly. Do you not think that came at great sacrifice from your father and I?
Or do you think we are beneath you too?
If I'm meant to live out the rest of my days with you and Daddy on this farm, then so be it. But I'm only young once. If I go to this audition and I don't get picked, then I'll come home and I'll never speak of it again, I swear. But I have to know that I tried, or I'm gonna regret it for the rest of my life. Please, Mama, you have no idea what I'm capable of.
Oh, yes, I do. I've seen the things you've done in private. You believe no one is watching. You think others won't notice? You can't keep your true self hidden forever.
She's not wrong.
You're gonna fail. But I also think...
But why does the mom have to be such a bitch? Like, come on, man.
It's like, maybe she's the monster you made her be.
Exactly. You know what? Kids don't murder geese.
When they have normal parents.
When they have normal parents.
Yeah. Okay. Her mom seems really overbearing and over-controlling, and it does seem like, yeah, there's something clearly off with Pearl, and she was probably genetically built that way, but also influenced by a shit-ass situation. Her mom tries to guilt-trip her, and she's like, you wanna go? You wanna leave? Well, whenever I look at you, I feel bad. That's what she said. So, I mean, not exactly like that, but...
I think Dad said that about me.
He's like... At some point. She's like, when I look at you, I feel disappointment. And yeah.
Yeah, so I feel that, Pearl.
Then her mom physically attacks her. Oh yeah, also, I forgot to add. She's like, did you think I wanted to be wiping the snot off your father's face? In wiping his mouth? I wanted to be his wife, not his mother. And then he's just sitting right there, like, watching this conversation happen.
And his eyes get wide. It's like...
And he's like, God, I'm right here.
And he's like, I am actually in here. Thanks.
Yeah.
I am actually in here.
But her mom physically attacks her, and they begin to fight, and the mom's dress catches fire from the fireplace, and it consumes her.
That sucks.
I know. And
I would hate to be burned.
But Pearl puts it out. She puts the fire out.
Good for her.
That was nice of her.
That was nice of her.
You know, her mom's death, I don't think that's on her.
No. Well, she didn't die from the fire.
Well, she probably was gonna die. She was gonna this die, was 1918. But... You can't have full body burns.
But she did let her linger alive for a while.
Yeah, she drags her mom to the basement. Then she's like, I'm out of here. And she takes off to see the projectionist.
As you do. You know what? I would too.
And they have sex.
I would too.
The next day, he offers to drive her home.
Big mistake.
She takes him up to her room and makes out with him. And also, when she took him there, she introduced him to the dad, who's been sitting there all night because he can't take care of himself.
Which, like, that's just a weird behavior.
But she's like,
he knows she's married.
Yeah, she's like, let me take you up to my room where we can make out.
We can maybe do a little fucky.
Bye, Daddy. And,
gonna go upstairs to fuck.
But he's off put by this. He's like, this is a weird situation.
That's fair.
He also hears thumping downstairs as she's trying to kiss him in the bedroom. And he was like, is that like your dad or something?
We should really check on him. Well, he's a vegetable.
Yeah. He is a vegetable after all. And she's like, oh, that thumping, that's just the dog. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to go downstairs to investigate. He notices the mess from the night before. Pearl tries to distract him by taking him to the barn to introduce her to the animal friends. You know?
That's so you.
I know! I was thinking that too.
You want to see my animal friends?
Right. So she takes him to the barn. Yeah, she's like, these are my animal friends. This is the cow, Betsy. This is the sheep, David. I don't know. I'm just making them. And she's like, yep, this is all the animals we have. And he's like, and your dog, right? And she's like, nope, we don't have a dog.
If you're going to lie, at least remember your lies.
Pearl.
Okay? You got to be a good liar. Learn to be a good liar.
You got to stick with it. You got to stick with it. You got to remember it. You got to keep your lies simple.
Come on.
Keep them simple.
And you know what? Lying about that you have a dog is simple.
So he's getting really creeped out at this point, and he's like,
I gotta go.
He's like, you know what? You got that dance to prep for? You gotta practice for your audition.
And I gotta do the screenings.
We got an early movie screening.
So I gotta go.
We gotta go. And then she's like, why, you got all cold all of a sudden?
Did I do something wrong?
I don't know what you mean.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Look, I gotta get back to work, alright?
What did I do wrong?
Nothing. Calm
down. No! Why are you leaving me if I didn't do anything wrong? I don't understand. I thought you liked me!
I do like you. I just...
Tell me the truth! Why are you leaving me? What did you say? Why did you change?
You're scaring me, Pearl.
What? Why are you doing that?
What'd I do?
What did I do?
What'd I do? I thought you liked me!
You kind of dipped into your Australian a little bit. That's like your default accent.
It is.
What did I do wrong? I thought you liked me.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, I do like you, but I'm going to go. But, and I like that he's trying to gaslight her so hard.
Yeah.
He's gaslighting her.
He knows she's crazy at this point.
He's like, I do like you, and I'm not being cold. That's such a man. And she's like, I feel things really deeply. You know, she does, and same. And if a man was lying to me like that to my face, you bet your butt. You bet your bottom dollar. I would feel it too, and I would be like, why? What happened? Why are you cold?
You would so do that.
I would so do that.
I would just take my losses.
You'd like, take the
God
L.
Damn it. I'd take the L, and then I might cry about it.
I would just grab my pitchfork. And that's what Pearl does. He's trying to get into his car to leave, and she takes the pitchfork, and she...
I'm not staying on this farm!
Yeah, she stabs him with it. And you know what? That's what you get when you try to gaslight a woman, I guess.
Come on.
Don't gaslight us.
That's just his fault.
That's his bad. That's his problem. Ah, man, what a mess. So she goes inside and she cleans up her father and she puts him in his Sunday bests. And then she smothers him to death. But you can tell that she did love her dad.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, when he's a vegetable and he can't talk to you, you know.
Yeah.
My dad's my favorite.
And
actually,
she probably told him all her secrets, and like that was probably the person that she confided in the most.
Because he couldn't talk.
Because he couldn't talk. I wish all men were like that.
Ah, yeah.
JK. JK.
Oh, yeah. JK.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, yeah, she smothers her dad, and then she dumps the projectionist's car and the body in the swamp to be eaten by the gator. And
be eaten by Theta. Call her by her name. Respect her.
Sorry, Theta. She goes to the audition after that. Mitzi is there waiting. She goes into the audition, and she dances her heart out, and I think she does a pretty good job, you know?
She did do a really good
job. But those mean old judges, they reject her, and they're like...
Because she's not blonde and blue-eyed.
Yeah, he was like, we need someone more all-American and blonde.
What the fuck? You sound like fucking Hitler right now.
What's wrong with brunettes? Man, and she's not okay with that. She's like, I'm a star!
I'm a star, help me! Help me!
That's what she says.
Is that what she says?
She says, like, help me.
Oh, poor Pearl.
Like, they can't help you. They rejected you.
She has an emotional breakdown outside, and Mitzi, after her audition, offers to take her home. Big mistake.
Big mistake.
Big mistake, Mitzi. They arrive.
These guys haven't watched any true crime.
No.
Mm-mm.
They arrive home, and Mitzi tries to comfort Hurl. Hurl? Hurl?
They try to comfort Hurl.
Tries to comfort her, and Pearl confides in Mitzi, and tells her she feels weird, and she can't talk to her husband about it, and then Mitzi's like...
She's like, there's something wrong with me.
She's like, you can pretend I'm Howard, and you just tell me how you really feel, and Pearl takes this to heart when she's like, pretend I'm Howard.
She's like, say less, all
and
right.
She does. She really does. She goes, she's like, I hate you so much for leaving me here, and I wish you would just die, and also that she had sex with someone else.
She lets it all out.
Yeah. She's like, so she's mad. She's angry at him for leaving her at the barn because he came from a well-off family, but then he decided he wanted to be a farmer. So he went to Pearl's farm to work on it. And then that's how they met. And then he went to war and he left her there. And she's feeling frustrated with him. She's like, yeah, I had sex with someone else.
It was real good.
It was fun and I liked it. And then she also confesses that she started killing small animals. And
that's how it always starts.
And then also people. And that she liked it. She felt bad for what she did to her dad, but, you know.
She regrets her dad.
I regret that. That was, in hindsight, I regret that. He didn't deserve that. And then Mitzi's like, well...
Wait, wasn't this like a one-shot long take?
Yeah, it was a 7-minute monologue.
That was impressive. She did Mia Goth did such a good job on that.
She cray-cray.
She cray-cray. She plays it really well, which makes me wonder what she's like in real life.
She is married to Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf is a cray cray.
You know what? I like him both.
But I like Shia LaBeouf.
I like him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Mitzi's like, well, it's time for me to get going. And Pearl is like, hey, congratulations on getting the part. And then she's like, well, I didn't get the part. And then Pearl's like, no, you can admit it.
Mitzi's like a blonde, blue-eyed girl, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. So. And then she does, she's like, okay, well, yeah, I did get the part. And then now, you know, now she's got to kill Mitzi.
Yep.
Yeah, she got to kill her now. And she does just that. She chases after
her. Axes her.
With an axe. And then after she's done killing her, she dismembers her and feeds her to the gator. It's a good day for this gator.
It's that gator getting full.
It's a good day. And then she goes to the basement and her mom, barely alive, I mean, mostly dead,
pushes her down the stairs.
Yeah. She's, but she cuddles her.
Yeah.
And then she takes her upstairs and she's definitely dead at this point. And she gets her ready. She brushes her hair and
her hair is falling out and her parts of her scalp.
And she's all burned. And she sets the table and she puts her dead parents there to share a meal with them.
And puts the pig that's filled with maggots that Mitzi brought earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
Dude, that house must fucking stink.
Yeah, I had that same thought. So she did that. She sure did that. And then Howard, we don't know how much time has gone by. There's mold on the food when we get to this scene. Howard finally returns. He sees the sight that he sees. Pearl is there and she greets him and she's like, I'm so happy you're home.
Howard? I'm so happy you're home.
And then it ends off with just her smiling. That's also one long take.
Yeah, but that's really also impressive. Good.
Yes.
And so in X, which I think we're going to talk about next episode, Pearl and Howard are still together.
Howard walked in on her two dead parents decomposing at the dinner table, and she killed his sister, and he still stayed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a G right there.
I would love to see a movie with Howard and Pearl and just to see like how this...
Their escapades?
Yeah, I think that would be really good.
I think that would be really good, actually. I would watch it.
I would so watch that. But hopefully Maxine is going to come out this year and I'm excited to watch that. We'll go see it in theaters and...
I'm so excited.
And then we'll talk about X next episode, which is also going to be a lot of fun. That is Pearl.
Pearl.
And I have an audition to practice for.
There's just fucking goose in my barn. I need to take care of it.